Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and another company update, this time from Arizona Silver Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZS and the OTCQB under the symbol AZASF. I'm chatting with the chairman and CEO, Mike Stark. Now, Mike, it's been a while since I had you back on to share the Arizona Silver story, and I wanted to bring you back on, almost reintroduce this story, because there is a bit of a different focus from the company in terms of the project that you guys are drilling and just released some news on Monday. So the news that really drew my attention back to the company highlights a little over 33 grams per ton gold and a little over 54 grams per ton silver over 2.35 meters at this Philadelphia property in Arizona. Can you first and foremost just give us a little background on this Philadelphia property and why now this has become the focus of the company and its exploration?
I'd be glad to, Corey. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. The Philadelphia property is something that Greg Hahn, my VP of exploration, has been watching since the early 1980s. This is a property that is a past producer, accumulated 44,000 ounces in the early 1900s on about 125 feet wide and down to almost 500 feet deep. So again, Greg has been watching this intently over the years, and an opportunity came our way late 2018 in which we made an agreement with the landowner to obtain it. And we have now increased that ownership to 100%. No land claim payments will be made other than to the Bureau of Land Management now, because we own it 100% outright. And I'm glad you noticed these gram weights are extremely, extremely good. And what makes it even better is we have found that we have a second vein. We've been drilling a low-grade vein to date, and once in a while you make a mistake, and it wasn't really a mistake, but we got lucky and we hit the corner of a higher-grade vein. And as a result of that, we've now been exploring that, and here we go at 33.56 grams gold, and as you mentioned, 54 grams silver. We're on to what the historical high-grade vein was producing back in the early 1900s.
So Mike, when it comes to the current strike of either the low-grade vein or even this high-grade vein, even though I realize this is still early on drilling, what type of strike are we talking about here?
Well, quite flattering. We're only down about 125 feet on the high-grade vein to date. On the low-grade, however, we've gone down 650 feet and continue to hit it. I'm hoping that this will be the case. This is much larger, much wider, the high-grade vein at this time. And similarities in the history books show that this vein obviously has a very strong gold and silver content to it. The silver content in the past had produced up to 10, 12 ounces. And there is occasionally where it goes over 1 ounce of gold as well. So this is our view. We're going to continue down dip to, again, show the hopefully an increase in value, because we're going for the boiling zone. That's what we're looking for. And that's usually found well below the depths that we're currently at now.
So when it comes to this overall drill program that's ongoing, what are we looking at here?
We're actually looking at mounting another 10-hole program, again, going down dip below this area that we are. And there will be step outs as we proceed forward. This is very, very early stage, but it's exciting. This is our first permitted section. We have 21 sections. There is visible outcropping on this property throughout the 5 kilometer strike length that we have. And I'm encouraged to say, if this is just the start of it, we have a long ways to go, but we have a very productive opportunity here for the near future to show a very large vein, high grade, down to depths I'm hoping is 600 or 700 feet. We don't know at this time, but it's encouraging that we're back on track to what the history books were showing, a very productive vein.
So Mike, can you give us a little bit more background or about what's around this Philadelphia project in Arizona when it comes to either other deposits or other mines, please?
I'd be glad to. We're in a very hot area. The Northern Vertex mine resides about 6 miles from us. Northern Vertex is an open pit heap leach project. They just put out news this morning, quite flattering. They're in a very positive cash flow situation right now. That is a project that will be different from ours. Ours is going to be an underground system, maybe go open pit to a certain level and then go underground. But being a vein and not a large disseminated area, this would be the most cost efficient. And the numbers that we're coming up with right now really support an underground system. The other mine that operates about 10 miles from us is called ORA, O-R-A. They are an underground mining situation. They're currently looking for additional material, as is Northern Vertex, to complete 100% efficiency on their mine. So potentially, these are people that might look at us down the road, or maybe an outside investor would be looking at us down the road, providing we continue with the results that we're getting here now. This is a very, very good start for Arizona Silver.
And again, this is kind of a new focus, because last time I had you on, we were talking about the Ramsey project, and now the focus has gone to this Philadelphia project, and you've seen some pretty decent grades here. So as the drill program progresses, I assume we'll just continue to see drill results, but what sort of funding does the company have right now to continue drilling?
We're very fortunate. We just announced on the October 1st that we accelerated our warrants that were done in January with a placement that we had done. Quite flattering. Members of the inside management and directors also participated in that, and that was for an additional $137,000. But the warrant exercise increased the bank account to a further $512,000. 100% of the warrants were exercised. Nobody did not. That's, again, very pleasing. And what it also has done is put our warrants above us now at a very, very small amount. We're only 3.5 million warrants on the company. Management owns in excess of 30%. With family and friends and close associates, that number goes to 68%. I really, really like where we are. We're in a very sound position with four very good projects to look upon developing further.
Okay. What's the share structure again, if you could quickly update us there?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Currently, right now, we're situated at 52 million shares, and we have 3.5 million warrants outstanding, and there is options on the company now at 4.3. The total dilution, fully diluted, would be 60 million.
So then in terms of consistent news flow, it is going to come down to the drilling. You made a couple comments that you do see the potential of this being an underground type of mining scenario. Obviously too early to tell there, but a lot of this mineralization is fairly close to surface. Do you intend on drilling some deeper holes as you progress through this project, or are they all going to remain relatively shallow?
Absolutely going deeper. The reason for going deeper, Corey, is to show that the vein continues at depth. I mean, that's a means of calculating resources, obviously, as well. But more importantly, the deeper we go in the history book shows the grade increases. So if that be the case for us, I'd be flattered to say that these numbers are going to be short of what the numbers are going to look like further down. We have hit at 600 feet, as I mentioned earlier, on the low-grade vein. I would love to hit at the 600-foot level on this high-grade vein just to see. Nobody's been down that deep ever before. The history books show about 475, 425. So to go beyond that would be very exciting for Arizona Silver shareholders.
Okay. Hey, Mike, there's not much more to say here. I just wanted to bring you back on the show and outline really the new focus of the company. Still in Arizona, but now on this Philadelphia property and some pretty decent drill holes to get you started here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get those answered for you. And we'll also follow up as some more drill results hit the market. Mike, appreciate your time today. Thanks for the update.
Very much appreciate your time too. Thanks, Corey.